The other day I was reading a word here in 1 Samuel chapter 15, and it was talking about King Saul, who was a great king that God used at the very beginning of the children of Israel as they came out of Egypt. But there was a difference between King Saul and King David. King David had a heart like no other, who had, the Bible describes him as a man who had a heart after God. Yet King Saul never really got to that point where he took personally what God had done in his life, and he never made the Lord his God. And it reads here in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 24, it says, "Then Saul said to Samuel, 'I have sinned. I have violated the Lord's command and your instructions. I was afraid of the people, so I gave in to them.'" When I was reading this verse the other day, it really spoke to me so powerfully how in ministry and as worship leaders and as worshipers or even pastors, as we fall into the trap of giving to the people what they want rather than giving to what God really wants. And I found that it's so easy to get caught up with all the different voices that come at us throughout the day, that if we're not careful, we end up responding to what the people want rather than giving God what he wants. So more than anything, it's the time that as worshipers, it's the time that we begin to focus and tune our ear into what God is saying, and so that we're careful and we can really respect the office that God has given us as worship leaders and as pastors to move in what he is speaking to us. Because the downfall that Saul had here in the Bible is that he never made God his God. It says a little bit later on in the verses that follow, it says in verse 30, it says, "Saul replied, 'I have sinned, but honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel. Come back with me so that I may worship the Lord your God.'" That word right there, "your God." See, that was the difference between David and Saul. David, it was his God, my God. But with Saul, it was your God. It was always the God of somebody else, and he never made it a personal relationship with the Lord, his God. And so that was just one of the things that I wanted to share with each of you guys that are here today and give you an opportunity to just focus on what God is speaking to your life. And just remember, it's better to obey than to sacrifice. May the Lord bless you, and we'll see you next time.